Lesson 64, Numbers chapters 15 through 19. Introduction. After the children of Israel refused to enter the promised land, the Lord reminded them of sacrificial ordinances that would help them receive forgiveness if they repented. He provided further instructions for offering sacrifices and keeping covenants, with provisions for redemption if the people sinned in ignorance. The Lord also said, however, that if the people sinned defiantly, their iniquities were upon them, and they would be cut off from the Lord's people. A group of Israelites rebelled against the Lord and were destroyed. Through a miracle, the Lord showed the people whom He had chosen to lead them. Suggestions for teaching. Numbers 15. The Lord explains the consequences for ignorant sins and willful rebellion. Read the following scenarios to the class. Number 1. A young man who is a recent convert to the church is driving his car. He becomes upset at another driver and swears. Although he does not take the name of the Lord in vain, he feels an immediate withdrawal of the Spirit. Number 2. Just before a young woman begins her application for missionary service, she decides to spend time with friends who are not making good choices. When they offer her an alcoholic drink, she willfully drinks it, believing she can always repent later if she wants to, so she can still serve a mission. Do you think the consequences for these two people should be the same or different? Why? Note: compare and contrast. A doctrine or principle sometimes becomes clearer when we compare and contrast it with something else. Noting the similarities and differences between teachings can bring gospel truths into sharper focus. In this instance, comparing ignorant or unintentional sins and willful sins can prepare students to identify the principles in Numbers 15. Write the headings ignorant, unintentional, and willful on the board. Explain that Numbers 15 distinguishes between two different attitudes of a transgressor, one who defiantly and willfully sins versus the one who sins ignorantly or makes a mistake unintentionally and feels guilty about offending God. Summarize Numbers 15, verses 1 through 26, by explaining that the Lord taught the Israelites about repentance and the sacrifices they needed to perform after choosing not to follow Him and refusing to enter the promised land. The Lord continued to teach the Israelites about those who sinned ignorantly or unintentionally and those who sinned willfully. Invite a student to read Numbers 15, 27 through 29 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what the priest did for someone who sinned ignorantly. How might the priest's actions be symbolic of what the Savior does for us when we do wrong unintentionally or out of ignorance? What can we learn about the atonement of Jesus Christ based on the Lord's instructions in these verses? Students may identify a variety of principles and doctrines, but be sure to emphasize the following doctrine. If we repent, we can be forgiven of our sins, including those we commit in ignorance, through the atonement of Jesus Christ. Write this doctrine on the board under the heading ignorant or unintentional. Ask students to consider how this truth might comfort someone who has ignorantly sinned. Invite a few students to explain their thoughts to the class. Invite a student to read Numbers 15, 30 through 31 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what the Lord said would happen to those who willfully break God's commandments. To help students understand these verses, explain that the word presumptuously implies willfully and knowingly breaking God's commandments. What do you think it means that a person despised the word of the Lord? What did the Lord say would happen to those who willfully broke His commandments? What may the phrase, "His iniquity shall be upon him," in verse 31 mean? He will be accountable for his sins. Under the heading willful on the board, write, "If we willfully break God's commandments and do not repent, then blank." Invite students to summarize the Lord's teachings in these verses by completing the statement on the board. They might express this principle in the following way. If we willfully break God's commandments and do not repent, then we must stand accountable before God for those sins. Using students' words, complete the principle on the board. What do you think it means to be accountable before God? Invite a student to read aloud the following excerpt from For the Strength of Youth. Quote, "Some people knowingly break God's commandments, planning to repent later, such as before they go to the temple or serve a mission. Such deliberate sin mocks the Savior's atonement." End quote. According to this statement, why is willfully sinning so serious? Testify that even though we are accountable for our sins, if we repent, we can be cleansed through the atonement of Jesus Christ. Encourage students to repent of their sins so they can receive forgiveness. Summarize Numbers 15, 37 through 41 by explaining that the Lord told the people to make fringes on the borders of their clothing to remind them to follow the commandments in order to remain holy. Numbers 16 and 17. The Lord destroys rebellious Israelites and shows Israel whom He has chosen to lead them. Invite students to write a list of popular television shows, movies, songs, and games. After sufficient time, ask them to consider how Satan could use media to influence them. Because media can either uplift us or tear us down spiritually, how can we detect the influences that would weaken us spiritually? How can we avoid such influences when they are embraced by those around us? Explain that Numbers 16 contains an account of a group of Israelites who willfully sinned by rebelling against Moses and Aaron. This account teaches principles that can help us avoid the influence of those who would seek to entice us to rebel against God. It also teaches principles that can help us know whom the Lord has called to lead His people. Invite students to look for these principles as they study Numbers 16. Invite a student to read Numbers 16 verses 1 through 3 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for who rebelled against Moses and Aaron. What does the phrase, "famous in the congregation, men of renown," tell you about those who rebelled against Moses? What did these leaders accuse Moses and Aaron of doing? Placing themselves above the rest of the Israelites. Invite a student to read Numbers 16, 4 through 7 aloud, and ask the class to follow along, looking for Moses' response to the rebellious group. What did Moses tell Korah and his followers? Explain that a censer was a container for burning incense that the priests carried as they performed certain religious ceremonies in the tabernacle. Moses told Korah and his followers, who were Levites and were not authorized to administer in the high or Melchizedek priesthood, to bring their censers to the tabernacle the following day. He also told them that the Lord would show them whom He had chosen to be His authorized servant. Divide the class into small groups and give each group a piece of paper. Ask students to fold the paper into fourths and write each of the following references in a different quadrant: Numbers 16 verses 8 through 11, Numbers 16 verses 12 through 15, Numbers 16 verses 16 through 19, and Numbers 16 verses 20 through 27. Invite students to read each reference as a group, looking for what happened next in the story. Ask them to write a summary in each quadrant of what happened in the story. After sufficient time, discuss the following questions as a class. According to verse 10, what did Korah and his people seek? Point out that the Joseph Smith translation in footnote A clarifies that the word priesthood in this verse is the high priesthood or Melchizedek priesthood. What does Dathan and Abiram's response to Moses in verses 12 through 14 reveal about them? According to verse 26, why did the Lord tell the people to leave the tents of the wicked and touch not any of their things? Point out the phrase, quote, "Depart, I pray you, from the tents of these wicked men," end quote, in verse 26. Why is it important for people today to separate themselves from the wicked? Invite students to take turns reading aloud from Numbers 16, verses 27 through 35. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what happened to those who rebelled against Moses. What can we learn from this account about separating ourselves from evil influences? Students may use different words, but they should identify the following principle. If we separate ourselves from evil influences, then we show the Lord whose side we are on. To help students better understand this principle, discuss the following questions. What are some influences in our day that we need to separate ourselves from? How can separating ourselves from evil influences help us not to be enticed to rebel against God? Ask students to refer to the list of popular media they made earlier. Invite them to review their list and consider whether any of those items invite negative influences. Encourage students to make a plan to separate themselves from these influences or any other evil or negative influence they may encounter. Summarize Numbers chapter 16, verses 36 through 50 by explaining that after these wicked men had been destroyed, the Israelites murmured against Moses and Aaron. The Lord sent a plague upon them, and many of them were destroyed. In Numbers 17, 1 through 4, we see that in order to further show the children of Israel who was called to lead his people, the Lord told Moses to gather a rod, a staff or a stick, from each of the 12 tribes of Israel. Draw 12 lines on the board to represent the 12 rods. Explain that Moses placed each rod in the tabernacle overnight. Invite a student to read Numbers 17:5 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what the Lord said would happen to the rod of a person God had chosen. Invite students to report what they find. Ask a student to read Numbers 17 verses 6 through 10 aloud. Invite the class to follow along, looking for what happened to Aaron's staff. Ask a student to draw what happened to the staff on one of the lines on the board. What do you think is significant or symbolic about Aaron's staff growing leaves and producing fruit? What can we learn from this miracle? Students may identify a variety of doctrines and principles, but make sure to help them identify the following truth. The Lord will help us know whom He has called to lead His people. How have you personally experienced a confirming witness that the Lord's chosen leaders are called by Him? Encourage students to seek confirming witnesses from the Lord of those whom He has called to lead His church. Numbers 18 and 19. The Lord establishes the duties of the priests and the Levites and gives directions for sacrifice. Summarize Numbers 18 and 19 by explaining that the Lord again established the duties of the priests and the Levites and gave them additional directions regarding sacrifices to help them be sanctified or cleansed. Conclude by sharing your testimony of the truths discussed in the lesson and inviting students to act on impressions they received.